This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sirens rang out in Tel Aviv on Sunday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continued. Israel forces, supported by a growing deployment of U.S. warships in the region, positioned themselves along Gaza's border and drilled for what Israel said would have been a broad campaign to dismantle the militant group. A week of blistering airstrikes have demolished entire neighborhoods in Gaza, but failed to stem militant rocket fire into Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry said 2,329 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting erupted, more than in the 2014 Gaza War, which lasted over 6 weeks. More than 1,300 Israelis have been killed, the vast majority of them civilians killed in Hamas's October 7th assault. Cross-border fighting between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah is intensifying, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
An Israeli rescue service confirms the killing of at least one person on the Israeli side of the border with Lebanon following cross-border fire involving shelling. There are reports of several others wounded on both sides. Hezbollah, an ally of Gaza's Hamas rulers, says its attack on the northern town of Shtula comes in retaliation for Israel recently killing a Reuters video journalist and other civilians. As Israel wages war against Hamas over last week's unprecedented attack, there's concern that Hezbollah could enter the war as well. But a Hezbollah spokesperson says the recent intensity in fighting does not indicate the group will fully enter into the war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Top U.S. officials warned on Sunday the war between Israel and the militant group Hamas could escalate into a bigger conflict across the Middle East. Another set of U.S. warships was headed to the region.